Hello, welcome back to the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, Maggie Pugh, and today we're going to do a spiritual storytime segment. I haven't done one of these in a while. They're just episodes where I share a spiritual experience that I've had. So far, I've done just my past life regressions that I have experienced myself, and that's what today's is going to be as well. I want to do my spiritual story time, my passive regression, where I was what I kind of call right now my high priestess life. If you're interested, I would highly suggest going and listening to the other ones. You don't have to, but this one is tied very closely to my first ever passive regression, where I was a, what I call it in the episode, I forget which episode it is, but I'll link it below so that if you want to listen to that first, you can. But it was the spiritual storytime one where I was a royal witch. And that one actually does play into this passive regression. So go give that a listen if you haven't. But I'm excited to just get cozy, whether we're chatting on a walk and you're just listening to my spiritual story, you have a cozy cup of tea and a blanket, or I'm in your ear at work. Let's just chat spiritual experiences, woo-woo stuff, and these moments that kind of expand our minds, that shake us up a little bit because they're such a next level experience. If you like these episodes, I would love to know. I think on Spotify I can put a poll, so I'll put a poll down in the Spotify one. So if you listen there, go vote. If not, feel free to send me a message on Instagram. Because I've been thinking of making these a monthly episode, whether it's a story from me or if I get some guests in to talk about their past life regressions, their spiritual experiences, whatever that may be, less of an interview where I'm interviewing the person and they're sharing their knowledge, and more friends of mine, colleagues of mine who are in the same field or into the same things, just sharing their really expansive spiritual experiences, because I think that sometimes hearing these stories can really expand our mind to realize what's really possible and what's really out there when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to the universe, when it comes to just energy in general. So if you like this idea, if you like these cozy chats, these mind-blowing sort of stories, then let me know because I will definitely love to share more. And if you have a crazy spiritual mind-blowing experience, let me know. Send me an email at springloonoracle@gmail.com, and either you can tell me the story there and maybe I'll read out some listener stories, or you can come on the podcast. And if it's one that I think is like really juicy and has a lot to share, I would be so open to interviewing you and having you on the podcast to just talk about that experience. So if this is something you like, if you have a story to tell, let me know. I want to hear it because I would love to talk about these moments more. All right. And with that being said, let's get into today's episode about my past life as a high priestess. Welcome to the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, Maggie Pugh, tarot reader, spiritual coach, past life regression practitioner, and your personal spiritual hype girl. I'm here to help you break down your walls and practice the radical vulnerability you need to get to know your soul at its very core. This podcast will give you the guidance to change your fear into power and take those first steps on your ultimate journey to soul transformation. So take a deep breath and let's get mystical. All right. So for those of you who don't know, I am a past life regression practitioner. I have been certified by a hypnotherapist to facilitate past life regression. But the story I'm telling today is when I went through a past life regression myself, when I had a past life regression experience. I obviously didn't do it for myself. I had another qualified practitioner lead me through it. And this one was, I didn't write down the date, but I do believe it was about actually 2 years ago, which is wild how fast time is passing, that that's when I had this past life regression. But yeah, it was about 2 years ago. And basically, if you don't know, a past life regression uses hypnotic techniques and helps to bring you into your subconscious mind to unlock and uncover past life memories and bring them to the surface to explain more about yourself, about cycles in your life. And I'm pretty sure my intention for this one was to find out more about my spirituality. This was very early on in my spiritual career. I had just gone full-time in my business maybe 4 or 5 months beforehand. I was starting spiritual coaching. I was trying to figure out where to go next. And so I had this past life regression, and my intention was to go into a life to explain more about why I'm so drawn to spirituality, where these things come from. It was right at the very beginning of me starting to unlock my mediumship skills, and I think I just wanted to know more. I wanted to know maybe if this came from a past life, if this came from a version of me before. And you don't need to have an intention when you go into a past life regression. You can just be open. You can just say, show me what I need to see. But that was my intention. And I mean, I do think it did come through with this life. I also have past life regression oracle cards. I've had those since the very beginning. They were my very first deck of cards. So I knew a little bit about my past life through those cards. And I did pull the High Priestess card a lot. So I did know that I did have a life where there was some sort of spiritual energy, and I was really hoping to go into that life. So when you go into your past life regression, you get into the energy of your body, you get brought down through the hypnotic techniques into your subconscious mind, and you're invited to walk through a hallway with doors, what we'll say is doors of many different shapes and sizes, leading to past lives and other times and spaces that are important to you. You can hear me going into my past life regression voice and practitioner mode there, but that's what we'll say. And you'll be going down this hallway of your subconscious mind, and you'll see the doors that lead to your different lives. And at this point, I think this was my fourth past life regression. So I saw other doors that I recognized, and I saw my regular hallway. And this time, instead of picking doors, even doors that I hadn't gone through yet, I just kept walking, and I walked and I turned a corner, and the hallway, which before was very well lit, was completely dark. And I had to kind of like take a torch off the wall and walk down. It was so dark. I wrote down after that I could barely see. And then as I walked and I walked and I walked, I got to the door that I knew I needed to go through. And it was this light golden door. It had this girl carved into it with long flowing hair. And the door was really heavy. I kind of had to slide it sideways. I really had to push it open. Like, it was hidden. It was hard to get into. I don't know why. Even though at this point I was interested in spirituality, I was doing it as a job. I'd been looking into it, studying it, understanding it, discovering it for years. But this was hidden so far away into my subconscious, and it was hard to get into. But I opened the door, I got in, and when I first stepped through, I realized I was standing in the same place as my first past life regression. It almost felt as though I came through as a spirit between lives, like between that first past life regression that I had and this next one. And I was watching over others, and I was watching over the place that I had lived. And I mean, time isn't linear, so this could have been at any point. This doesn't mean that these lives were right next to each other, like I lived one and then the other, because time is a construct, time isn't linear, but that's a whole other podcast. We won't get into that. But I've kind of felt like I was in between those lives, watching over the place. And I wanted to read. I actually went through my notes and I made separate notes for the episode, and I wrote down this exact quote that I had written down at the time because I thought it was really cool. I wrote, "I was bouncing, weaving time, watching over others, laughing, dancing, screaming, a mad, beautiful woman. I was my highest self." I just thought that was so cool. It was that wild side showing me also, I think, that wild side that exists within all of us of, you know, screaming, dancing, laughing, kind of losing yourself a little bit in those emotions and in your flow of energy. That is you at your highest, most pure point. I was just being. I was watching, I was laughing, I was dancing around, I was being. When I say mad, I don't mean angry. It's like that kind of craziness, that crazed, wild woman, but it felt so freeing. And so then after that, after this sort of induction into that life, because at first when I walked through, I was like, oh, I've already been in this life, but this is a different door. But I think I had to come through this way to show, okay, this is in between. Because that life, the one I had left in this place, I had been burned at the stake for witchcraft. And now I'm in the space where I'm just free and wild. And then I'm going into this next life. When I stepped into the actual life itself, not this in-between spirit state, I was a child and I don't know what happened, but my parents just weren't around. I was being raised by my older sister who was much older. I feel like in today's age, she would have been like 10 years older, but I think, you know, back in the day, people grew up faster and they had to do things at a younger age. So I think she might have just been maybe 5 to 7 years older than me. I'm not exactly sure. But I was raised by my sister who was very much a witch. We lived in this cottage, and this is like a castle medieval sort of town. It's the same. That's why I said, if you have the chance, go listen to that first one, because you'll get the idea of the setting a lot more of this beginning place. And we were in a cottage. It was near the castle. And I know not only just because it looked the same, but it was also very close in the timeline because I died young in that first life. And so my mother in that life was the queen. And when I went to the castle for something in this lifetime, I had to kneel in front of the queen, which was my previous mother. And I remember in that moment feeling dread. And I don't know if it was my conscious soul doing the past life regression who recognized her as my past life mother, but it also seemed like me as who I was in that life recognized her as well. This was a very spiritual life, remember? I am very inclined already to all of these things in this life. My sister is teaching me. I really do think, even if I didn't realize past life stuff, I was aware of that energy. There was some sort of intuition going on where I was like, I know this person. And there was a little bit of a feeling of dread. And so I go on, I'm taught by my sister all of her, she did a lot of, I think, like herbal magic, but also some more occult Wiccan sort of stuff as well. And then she was taken. I remember these like knights coming in and they weren't here for me. For some reason, they left me. But I remember like being very fiery and yelling and screaming and trying to get her back. And I felt like on my face, lying on my couch or whatever, doing the past life regression, I could feel the hand on my face, the slap. And then I just hid. And I was there for a while, but I knew if I stayed much longer, it was like, oh, they would come back for me once I was old enough to be really perceived as a threat as much as my sister was. I knew that they would come back. And so at some point when I was a bit older, I left. And I think I was on a ship. I left on a ship. But last time when I left on the ship, I ended up being burned at the stake. This time it was more to my destiny, what I was meant to do. You know, in my first past life regression, in the light at the end, my loved ones were saying to me, they weren't ready for you yet. You're going to be sent to a time where they're ready for you. And I very much took that after my first past life regression as this life, right? Being like, oh, they're ready for me now. I'm going to do this. But now after going through this past life regression, I really think they were talking about this life. So I left on a ship and this time it was to more of my destiny. And I ended up on sort of an island. I remember writing down, it gave me like Circe vibes, if you know that myth or you read the book by Madeline Miller, where it's very much women doing magic on an island in a group, in a collective. And I lived in this group of women and they really much took me in. We were a collective and I taught them what I knew and what I remembered from lives before. There was a lot of stuff like, yes, I knew herbal magic, I knew crystal stuff, but there was also a lot about reality and time weaving that we did there, which is fascinating. And I wonder if that's why I'm so drawn to past life regression and manifestation in this lifetime. I literally wrote down in quotes here, this is a direct quote from my past life regression journal. I taught them to bend time and reality. I taught them their power and worth. herbs and crystals and other magical modalities. It's just so interesting. And I love this. And this is what I do, but on a different, not necessarily a different scale, but in a different way, like online. And through this way, I'm not, you know, living on an island with a group of women doing this, but I'm still in this life. Like I'm very much, I think, connected to this life. We would have rituals on the beach, a lot of rituals of running into the water, a lot with fire, earth, water, air. Like I remember dancing around the fire and swimming in the water and laughing and being joyous and tapping into that wild woman, mad woman energy that I felt as a spirit, but safely in the collective of women that we had. And this is where I live to be very old. In most of my other past life regressions, I've died very young. And I actually remember kind of forgetting about this one and saying, I think I've died young in all my past life regressions, but not this one. Not in this one where I was so protected and spiritually connected and had a community and that safety to be myself. A lot of past lives I've died because I couldn't be myself. And this one I was fully allowed to just be. And so I lived old. I lived to be so old. And I was very much a leader, but in a way that there was no leader, but I was a teacher. And I think that's where that high priestess comes in. And I think that's where I relate to it so much now of I'm a spiritual teacher, but I am not on a pedestal. I'm not better than you. You don't need to follow me. And I'm not here to create this doctrine. I'm here to teach you to find your own magic. That's literally what I say all the time. That just came so naturally for me to say, like, I'm here to help you find your way, not to tell you how to do things. I'll tell you what's worked for me. I'll tell you what I've learned. I'll tell you how I go about things, but you always need to make it your own. And this really resonates with me now, I think, because of how I taught in the past. I wasn't the leader. I wasn't laying down laws. I was teaching and guiding and facilitating and helping others grow. So I lived to be old with gray hair. And there was a moment I knew I was going to die. I knew I was dying. And my community, my coven, my collective of women took care of me. And I died peacefully on the beach. They sent me out to sea. And as my soul left, I watched them dance in the water. And it was a celebration of life. It was a celebration of knowing and trusting that I was going on to what's next, because we were so rooted in our beliefs and in our spirituality and in this knowledge of the weaving of time, the nonlinear energy of time, and how protected I was to move on to that next step. And I remember before I left, them asking, who will take your place? And I shared the sentiment that I just said, which is that they were strong as a collective. Women don't need a leader. They don't need a leader. But there was someone who was a bit more of my protege, who was ready to take over that more teaching, guidance role. And I didn't know that at the time, but it definitely was one of my closest friends now and kind of my business bestie, Sophie. And she took my place as the teacher, as that high priestess space, not as this ruler, but as the guide. And there were other people I recognized. And it's so funny because Sophie was my very much protege. And as I watched, because you have this moment in your past life regression where you can watch what happens following your death. And she kind of took over that teacher guide role. And she had very much a protege as well. I mean, everyone was learning under her and she was very much guiding everyone, but there was someone who was learning her role. And I now really much do believe that that's Carly. And the three of us have a podcast together now. And it's so funny because that's also our ages. Like I'm the oldest, Sophie's a month younger than me. And then Carly, I think, is 5 years younger than us. And so it very much followed those steps even then. And now we get to do this all together at the same time. And I think that gets to be even more powerful. I saw some past clients there. I saw some friends there. Like I recognized their souls. A mentor who is so spiritually gifted, but constantly kind of leans away to it, leans more into her hustle, her masculine, that sort of thing. And sometimes I get kind of frustrated and almost triggered by that. And I was reflecting on that when I was writing the notes for this episode, and I was wondering if it's because I can see her potential. I can see the magic within her that she keeps only just dipping her toe into, and I would love to see that shine even more. Obviously, Sophie and Carly, and I know there's more people to come in my life who will tap in and out of this magic because we found that space together before. There's a moment where you go into the light, into that space where you meet with your guides, spiritual figures, the universe, and past loved ones, and whoever is meant to come through for you. And I actually, for the first time, I met with my dad's mom. Usually it's my mom's parents, and my dad's mom I never actually met. She died before I was born, and I'm named after her. And she did say to me that we're one in the same. Whatever that means, we're one in the same, and that I hold a lot of her within me. So this is when really my interest in ancestral work sparked, and I followed this for a few months, but I wrote down here, maybe this is my reminder to go deeper, so maybe you'll hear some more podcasts on ancestral work and some stuff like that, because it's definitely something I want to dive into more and understand more, because yes, we carry things from karma and past lives and things that we can't even fully remember in our conscious mind that way, but we also carry things through our lineage. We're born into this lifetime to look at our family cycles, our family trauma, our ancestral trauma, our ancestral and family gifts and affinities. And I would love to look at the patterns and do a bit more ancestral work as well. It's calling to me. It's calling to me is really interesting. On my mom's side, my great-grandmother, so my granddad, who I was so close with, is one of my favorite people who have ever walked this earth. His mom was a tea leaf reader. And she stopped because she had such an accurate reading. She saw that her neighbor's husband was going to lose his leg, I think it was, and she didn't tell them, and then he did. And she got so freaked out that she stopped. So there's gifts there in my family line, in my ancestral line, and I'd like to tap into that some more and discover it more and maybe unlock some more things within myself. And in that moment, looking back at my life, I knew that my girls, I knew that these souls would return to me, and they are, and I know they will continue to. After I left that life, I closed the door, and usually you can mark it, but it kind of already had this symbol, and then instead of being gold, it turned gold and green, and the whole hall lit up. It was so dark and heavy, and I had a hard time finding it. Was now lit up, and I really felt after that past life regression like I had lit up a part inside of me, a space inside of me by discovering this. And from then on, I went to really fall headfirst and deep into my mediumship and spirit guide messaging abilities and talents and gifts. And I also started learning astrology really deeply shortly after. I feel like I really just fell headfirst into more spiritual workings and more spiritual modalities because this part of myself was just completely lit up. Something else I really want to do soon is get my Reiki training, and I think this life calls for that as well. And it's just telling me you have so much different gifts. And the great thing that I realized in this past life regression was I taught so many different things. I taught about time weaving and manifestation and reality, but I also taught them about herbs and crystals and the stars and so much. And sometimes I feel like that jack of all trades, master of none, which I have a whole episode about very early on. It's like the fifth or fourth episode in the podcast. But sometimes I feel like I need to niche myself down more and really be like, I'm the person who does this. But also there's a huge part of me who just wants to learn it all and do it all. And I think that this showed me that I could, that I've done it before, and that there's a lot of magic in just allowing yourself to be an eternal student. And I think that's who I am. I'm a spiritual teacher and eternal student all in one. I'm never going to stop teaching. I'm never going to stop learning. And it's something my soul has been doing for a long time. So that is my passive regression. That is my past life as a high priestess. I hope you enjoyed this spiritual storytime segment. Like I said, I'm excited to do more of them. I love to teach, which is why we have the educational podcast. I love to share what's going on, to allow spirituality and all this stuff to feel grounded and real. But I also am such a storyteller. I love to read stories. I love to tell stories. So if this is something you enjoyed, let me know. Like I said, I'll put that poll down below and share it on your stories. Let me know. Let me know that you're listening and enjoy it. And I will do more just like this. But I hope you enjoyed my little spiritual tale. And I have, I think, one or two more passive regressions that I've done that I can share. I definitely will be doing more in the upcoming months. And then I'll just maybe we'll get to the point where every time I do a passive regression, it's just time for me to share. But if there's other types of experiences, other types of stories you would like, would you like guests? Would you like me to try different things? Would you like to hear my experience that I've already had with different spiritual modalities? Do you want me to research some paranormal things, some spiritual stories, and talk about them and read them with you? Let me know. I am down to do any of this. And yeah, without further ado, that's the end of the episode. Please rate the podcast, review the podcast if you haven't already. It always helps so much and makes my day. But enjoy the rest of your day, and I will talk to you next week. All right.